From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The polls are now closed in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia. Voters cast ballots in upstate New York for a congressional seat. There were gubernatorial races in New Jersey and Virginia. And in Virginia, based on the votes that have been counting, there's a result. I'm joined by NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, the winner in Virginia is a Republican.
The winner in Virginia is Republican Bob McDonnell. He's a former attorney general of the state. And he has won decisively against Cree Deeds, the state senator there, the Democrat. The other thing that happened in Virginia is that the Republicans swept the top three statewide offices, lieutenant governor and attorney general, are also now Republican. And what's interesting is when you look at the map of Virginia tonight, It looks a lot like the mirror image of the map of Virginia in 2008. All that red is where Barack Obama had turned it blue just a year ago, and he couldn't do it this time for the Democrats.
When Barack Obama was the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry Virginia in decades. Well, we're going to come back and talk more about what happened today, but first we're going to check in on the other big races. First, in New Jersey, where the polls have been closed for more than an hour, and where Bob Henley, political reporter for member station WNYC, is at the headquarters of the incumbent Democratic Governor John Corzine at the Hilton in East Brunswick, New Jersey. What's the mood there, Bob?
Well, there's a lot of empty space here. We could bring in some new cars if you like. It's very subdued.
And what do people there expect from what polls they've seen and what votes they've seen counted so far?
Well, certainly there is a sense that they may not have done what they needed to do in urban areas. You know, the president invested very heavily here. Last time, he carried the state by 600,000 votes, 57-41% over McCain. This was lightning in a bottle for state Democrats. They were hoping it could be replicated this time. It remains to be seen, but there's some skepticism here.
Are there any exit polls that people have seen, actually?
Well, 47-47 with former U.S. Attorney Chris Christie, and sometimes he pops up ahead with initial results of 10% in, and the independent Daggett like around 6 or 7%. It still remains very close.
So if it indeed is a 47-47-6, you have a very long night ahead of you.
Indeed, and we pay overtime.
Okay, Bob. It's Bob Henley of WNYC, who's over in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Again, the race quite close, and nobody's calling a winner in the Corzine Christie race. But in upstate New York, a reporter Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio joins us from the Hotel Saranac in Saranac Lake. That's up in the northernmost part of the state, where in the 23rd Congressional District there is a special election. What does it look like?
Well, it's been just an amazing sort of topsy-turvy muddle. The Republican is out, so for the first time in more than a century, there won't be a Republican representing New York's 23rd District. There's a conservative who staged an amazing insurgency here. He could be poised to win. That's Doug Hoffman. But a Democrat, Bill Owens, is also trying to steal this one away. So far, we've got no numbers. So it's all still kind of fog of war here. We just don't know where we're at yet.
Yeah, the original Republican nominee was Didi Scozzafava, who, by her own count, would simply be a New York Republican, a centrist, a moderate. She was attacked by Rush Limbaugh and, Glenn Beck as being too liberal.
Yeah, they really tore her apart, and her campaign disintegrated over the weekend. She pulled out, and then in a move that shocked everyone here, she endorsed the Democrat, and she's been campaigning for the Democrat, outraged a lot of people, and you know, nobody's really sure what that's all going to add up to. The polls seem to show conservative Doug Hoffman surging towards the end. But there are just so many moving pieces here that we're just going to have to see some numbers before we know what it adds up to.
Okay, Brian, and we assume that the polls have just closed there, so we should be seeing some numbers pretty soon. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
That's Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio. Mara, that race in upstate New York, I mean, it's been a Republican district, I think, since the 1850s. But the question here was, what kind of Republican will represent it?
Right. I mean, the classic upstate New York Republican is a moderate, and Didi Scozzafava was chosen because she fit that profile. And as a matter of fact, even Newt Gingrich, who'd once run a rebellion of his own against the party establishment in the GOP, had said, this is the kind of Republican we have to have in these districts. This is how we win. We've picked someone who fits the profile of their districts. We have a big tent. We don't have any litmus tests. He was promptly run over by the vanguard of the Republican Party, the Sarah Palins and the conservative base, the activist base, and the Tea Party base, who have all the energy right now in the Republican Party. But Doug Hoffman, who ran on the conservative line, is going to be a de facto Republican.
We should just say that Doug Hoffman is of an established New York party, the Conservative Party, whose role is to apply a litmus test to Republicans.
Right.
And famously, Senator Charles Goodell flunked that test in 1970, and James Buckley became the conservative senator. And famously, Mayor John V. Lindsay of New York flunked the Conservative Party's test, had an opponent, and still got reelected.
Right. I think the question that this race raised and why it was so fascinating for people is, what does it mean for the Republican Party? Now, one way to look at this is, this is incredible energy, and the Republicans can try to bottle it like lightning in a bottle. They don't want to get run over by it. And I think it means that there will be more primary challenges to Republicans around the country. That might energize the base. It'll also cost a lot of money, and it might weaken the winner and provide a distraction and maybe help Democrats. But I think this is the direction that the Republican Party is going in right now.
Now, the two big governorships in Virginia, and we should say here that while Virginia going for a Democratic presidential candidate is a once every 50-year event so far. It does elect Democratic governors when Republicans are in the White House and Republican governors when Democrats are in the White House. That's not unusual.
No. Since 1977, the party with the White House has always lost the Virginia governor's race. So this was true to history. And in that sense, there wasn't anything surprising. However, Barack Obama did win the state. He brought 500,000 so-called surge voters onto the rolls, people who had never voted before, a lot of African Americans, a lot of young voters. And the question was, could he energize them? Remember, the Obama operation, Organizing for America, said this wasn't a one-time phenomenon. They had 13 million names on an email list. They had super volunteers. They had put down deep roots for the Democratic Party in these places where he won. And they were supposed to be able to activate them in future elections, subsequent elections. And it doesn't look like they were able to do that in Virginia.
Now, in New Jersey, we should say Governor Corzine, and formerly a senator and about as closely identified a politician with Wall Street as there is in America.
He was the chairman of Goldman Sachs.
Chairman of Goldman Sachs. Has not been a very popular governor in New Jersey.
I think of all the races, this one had the least amount to do with Barack Obama, because he's a very unpopular governor, and he got that way all by himself. This wasn't a referendum on Washington. This was a referendum on John Corzine. However, Corzine did lash himself very closely to Barack Obama, unlike Cree Deeds, who seemed the Democrat in Virginia,
Virginia
who
yeah.
seemed ambivalent and unsure about whether Washington was causing him a problem or not. But John Corzine openly and enthusiastically tied himself to Obama, and the president came into New Jersey to do five events for Corzine, tried to whip up the Democratic base for him. Now, we don't have the results
right.
yet. It's still too close to call. But the Democratic base in New Jersey, unlike Virginia, where there's not even any party registration, is very big. And certainly he should have been able to rev up Democrats to save him.
Again, the news, no results so far in New Jersey, but the Republicans have swept the statewide races in Virginia. Mara, thanks.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson.